You're listening to SBS News.
Fighting in the town of Lochaycor has been constant for weeks. The area is controlled by rebels from the Karen National Union, and they're leading a new wave of resistance. The remnants of the army's shelling and airstrikes are being found on the ground, forcing thousands to flee their homes, some of them across the river to Thailand. As the violence nears its border, Thai authorities are clamping down on arrivals. They're boosting security and reportedly forcing some to turn back. But others have no choice but to stay in makeshift camps next to the river near their old homes.
In Myanmar, the situation is very bad. They're using helicopters to drop bombs. We had to run to survive. The children and the adults ran together to this site.
It's not safe to go home because there are planes overhead shooting. We don't feel it's safe to go back.
The Karen community is calling for a no-fly zone to be imposed around the area to prevent bloodshed. Others want economic sanctions and greater international pressure on the military. The UN Special Rapporteur on Human Rights in Myanmar, Thomas Andrews, says the situation is increasingly dire.
We know that attacks against entire villages have also increased. So the number of innocent men, women and children that are facing catastrophe, of course, increases almost exponentially, which of course is exactly what we're fearing. The military tries to seek out villages that they believe are harboring armed opponents, and they're punishing all these villages because they believe they are the enemies.
Myanmar has been in turmoil since February. The military seized power from the legitimately elected Myanmar government and arrested the National League of Democracy leader Aung San Suu Kyi in a coup, preventing her party from taking a second term in office. Protests erupted almost immediately, turning deadly in the weeks afterwards. Rights groups monitoring the situation estimate nearly 1,300 people have been killed by the junta and more than 10,000 have been arrested. 6 months after seizing power, the military leader declared himself prime minister under extended state of emergency conditions and promised elections in 2023. This month, a court sentenced Aung San Suu Kyi to 2 years in prison for incitement in breaching coronavirus rules. Experts like Priscilla Clapp, the former United States Myanmar chief of mission, believes the wave of resistance from cities to the villages is putting pressure on the military regime.
They have run into very, very serious popular opposition in the country that they did not expect when they took over in a coup on February 1 this past year. The original demonstrations against the coup makers have turned into violent opposition. And so the military is fighting for its life now, and particularly attacking areas of the country where the resistance is the strongest.
It's those areas that are bearing the brunt of the clampdown. Deborah Grawk, SBS News.